Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming back now for more than 17 years. How about that? Yeah, we got him right out of high school, and as I told you earlier, he's still I'm not going to call him a throwback, although you could. But he's the real deal, folks. He started out home-based, micropreneur, party of one, charmed quirk. And that hasn't changed in 27 years. He can keep his own company, folks. Jeffrey Zabar is an award-winning journalist, and he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me. And always a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for having me back after all these years. You don't learn. He can't be
well,
taught.
You're always on a little bit of barred time, Jeff.
There you go. Exactly. I never know when I'm going to get that call, and, you know.
But, you know, if you can't keep your own company, you're not going to make an extrovert couldn't be home-based party of one, could they? You're pretty out there. You know, you're a little bit like me. I think you're kind of what is the word? Ambivert. That's the one in the middle. You know, the ambivert.
Yeah, exactly.
An extrovert has to have other people to get their energy from them.
And I got to tell you, you know, we've done a lot of speaking on entrepreneurship, and I've done a lot of writing and speaking on home-based entrepreneurship and that party of one, so to speak, and including the folk who are not entrepreneurs, but they are teleworkers, you know, employees who work from home a couple days a week, a couple days a month, whatever the case may be. And I have heard, and I'm sure you have too, where people said, I just couldn't do it. I could not be away from the corporate hive. And they don't mean it as some sort of, you know, they've never tried it, so they think they couldn't do it. They're people who just need that buzz. And I begrudge nobody who says, you know, I just couldn't be away from the buzz, because that's fine. You know, I mean,
it's also the discipline. It's also the discipline. There's something about being around where other people are working, and you're supposed to be working too.
Exactly.
And some people don't have the discipline to do that. You know,
it can be tough. And it's a self-taught thing. In many ways, that level of discipline of, you know, I mean, and we juggle. You know, and we've spoken about this before, where I have a friend who runs a business down in Miami in downtown. And so traffic getting in and out can be a bear at rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
So he shifted the hours to arrive at 7:30 and leave at 3:30. So he's there early, and he leaves early. And when you work from home, as you know, I mean, you've got
an 8-second commute, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's an 8-second commute, but this call comes in the middle of my work morning. I've been at my desk since about 5:30 this morning, but I'll also work, depending on deadlines, I'll work till about 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm not a 9-to-5er is what the point is. And so you make it work around your own schedule as best as you can make it happen. And we're able to. Now, of course, you know, if I have a client who works in California and they say, okay, I want to do a 2 o'clock California time call, okay, well, I'll be at my phone at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. You might have to work till 4? Oh,
no. Can you imagine? Actually,
that would be 5.
I'm the resident banker, you know.
Poor
guy,
you poor baby.
They need to loosen up on me.
You know, but seriously, you have to be disciplined.
Absolutely.
If you're going to work from home by yourself like that. And I did it twice. I did it once as an employee for Xerox back in the a long time ago, and in another century. One of my mentors who did it before me said, you have to get up every day, put your suit on, and be in your office no later than 8 o'clock, like everybody else, every day. Go walk into your office just as if you were walking into an office downtown. And that was good advice for me.
Well, you know what? You set a pattern.
I did that.
Yep, and you set a pattern for yourself, and that's more than that. More than what you wear, you set up a pattern. Now, I did a story for a publication years ago about home-based workers and the quirks that they have. I don't want to say quirks, but the patterns and habits that they set in order to work themselves into into their day. So there were those who would wake up, shower, shave, and get dressed for success just to walk a few steps into a home office. There were those that would do that and then go out to their morning breakfast and then come back and start working. You know, folk like me, I mean, I'm certainly not a shower, shave, dress for success kind of guy on a work at home day, but you know, when we have to head out, but we have our patterns.
In those days, it was of course, back then, you know, you always showed up with a coat and tie on.
Right.
But you know, there was more than likely during the day I would be leaving to go out and make calls. Right.
Right.
But the point was that, you know, you can't just say, well, since I'm at home, I could take my time to go down there, whatever. You know, in all those years, I never went upstairs and turned the television on.
Right.
I never did it. And then when I got ready to run my own business from the same home years later,
right,
I already had the protocol. I already had it broken down.
That's a key point, that you have to have that set up for yourself, sort of in your mindset of how you're going to work, because that's a pattern that'll carry forward. And as we know, as home-based workers, or as small business entrepreneurs, you can sort of make that left turn at Albuquerque. You can take the day and say, my kid's in town, I'm going to take a day off, as you would at most jobs if you had an agreeable boss. But, you know, we can make that happen as long as the job gets done. And that's really what it boils down to.
The main thing is, if you don't have a good work ethic, and if you're not focused on what you're doing, you can't be a party of one working from home. Because there'll just be too many distractions, I've known people who were such extroverts, they could never pull it off in a million years.
It can be tough.
They have to be around other people all the time.
Right. Absolutely.
When you're like you, I mean, I'm sure you've had like I've had when I was home based. Have days where maybe, you know, you didn't even want the phone to ring. You had so much to do.
Absolutely.
You didn't see anybody except maybe the family early and late. But you would, you might not even talk to anybody on the phone. Just literally sitting there working working like a little bee.
I got to tell you, I love those days. I use Google for all my, as we've discussed in the past. And when my calendar, a notice pops up every morning about 5 a.m. to tell me what I have going on for the day, just as a little tickler. And I love it when it pops up and says, you have no events today. Because that means I'm just going to sit at my desk and I'm going to work all day.
And by the way, there's a 12-step program for people who use Google exclusively, Jeff, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna enroll you in that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be sort of the Baker Act of 12 steps.
You stand up and say, I'm Jeff and I use Google. All right, so chiefhomeofficer.com, folks. That's Jeff's website. You want to check it out. Also, gotwords.com. Gotwords.com, that's where you can see where Jeff hangs out online. We're going to talk about reputation, your reputation, including your online reputation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.